Hi everyone, welcome to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers. And believe me, it is like a summer day out here. Elizabeth Summers and I am an esoteric numerologist, an ancient tarot card reader, and a student of astrology. And each week when we come together to visit in the magical world of numbers, I do my best to give you insight about what numbers mean in your life. And so many of you have asked for more information about numbers, and I think the best thing to start with is for you to go to my website, which is ElizabethSummersLikeTheSeason.com. And on the homepage, there's an explanation of what numerology is, how it works, and what do the various numbers that keep showing up in your life mean. You know, each week I talk to you. Sometimes I talk to you, and I'm talking to you from the Boulder, Colorado area. Well, over the course of our various visits, we've talked through blizzards, hurricane-force windstorms, rainstorms that would flood any gully. But you know, folks, today it is fabulous. We have 60-plus degrees weather. The sun is just brilliant. The sky is blue. I tell you, I think I should work for the Chamber of Commerce when it comes to this. But the only downside of all of this wonderful sunshine is that one is able to see just how dirty their windows have become over the course of the winter. And that leads one to work, and then sometimes you don't want to look out the windows anymore because you kind of lose the glorious sunshine energy, and all you see is all the work it's going to take to clean these windows from the smoke, from the fireplace, from the candlelight soot. So we're not going to look out those windows while we visit today. We're going to look out at the sky and the sunshine because, quite interestingly enough, the very energy that is outside in the weather is a mirror of the number that we're going to talk about today. And so in my website, on my website, ElizabethSummers.com, you'll see a variety of pages, a variety of topics to talk about with you, a variety of ways that you and I can interact. I had someone send me an email and ask how numerology can help them, how having a reading with me, I do big hour-long private readings with clients, how does that help me? I mean, numbers. But numbers are codes. The important thing to remember is that numbers are codes, like a stenographer shorthand, like the computer zeros and X's that those programmers use, like Morse code. Doesn't have any words behind it. It is a symbol that means something. And the means something is what I try to explain to you each week. And the code is a number. Now, a number is different than what you write in your checkbook or you write on a piece of paper. That's a numeral. That digit, that widget, is called a numeral. What I want to share with you each week is the abstract understanding that the number, which is shown by the numeral, how it really is a code of information for you in this lifetime. And where's that information found? It's found in your birth certificate name. It's found in your month, day, and year of birth, particularly. Because those codes and every letter in your birth name is assigned a number, 1 through 9, in the program that we visit each week. When I do big readings, I use several ancient number codes, thousands of year old pieces of information. But for simplicity's sake and easy to understand sake, every week I use just what is called Western numerology. developed by Pythagoras a good 2,600 years ago, and his work, and he and his students' work, used the numbers 1 through 9 as codes, and the works of Pythagoras, today known as Western numerology, is very psychological, very human, very attitudinal in its approach. The work that I do is esoteric numerology. I take the numbers down deeper, deeper understandings that I just know from years of study. And I look at these numbers particularly to help a person understand who they are as a soul coming into this lifetime. What are their gifts? What are their issues that they have volunteered to come into human form to settle yet again? What virtues are they working on from the soul's perspective? And time-wise, when's it all in play? In this moment of time, which comes out in what is called a current year reading, found on my website, in any given moment of time, a soul is working on an issue. We don't always understand what the issue is. And the issue keeps getting more intense in our life and more intense and more intense. It's though our soul is saying to us, hello, we are trying to get through your knucklehead to understand what needs to be straightened out in your life. The reason the universe, a universal law of tenfold returns, that's what it's called. A universal law is a law of the universe. It is not made by man. It is an energetic law, just as the law of cause and effect, which is really karma, is a law. It applies to everyone in the universe, no matter if you're Muslim, Catholic, Protestant, Lutheran, makes no difference. This law, this energetic happening, applies to everybody. And so there is a law in the universe of tenfold return that says the soul at any given moment of time is working through a growth issue. Now, some of us catch on a little faster than others, you know what I mean? And so, if we get it right away, and in the work that I do, I'm able to point out to people through this ancient numerology work what their issue is at any given moment of time, they have it already in their logic, in their consciousness, and as it shows up in their emotional life, their environmental life, they get it. Okay, I get that, and then they use their free will to do something about it. And to change things. Well, some of us either haven't had a reading with Elizabeth Summers, or some of us don't catch on too quickly. And the issue takes a break and comes back about 6 months later from a different angle in your life and more intense and in your face. And it's as though your soul is saying, well, you know, you didn't get it when we talked about it to you this way. All right, let's try this over here and see if you can get what we're talking about. You can learn this lesson. You can straighten out this vice. You can get this virtue. And if you don't get it at that next attempt, no, there will be another attempt and another attempt until you get it, and it goes on forever. Until you get it. And this is called the universal law of tenfold return. And so today we're going to talk about a number. And since I am talking to you in the month of March, even the month of March, and even today, and today's weather, and today's sunshine, has an energy with it that is connected to today's magical number. Happy, happy, happy. Self-expression. Creativity. Fun. singing, dancing, smiley face, abundance. Those are all buzzwords for today's happy number. Every number has a human being expression, which I just shared with you. And then it has a deeper spiritual interpretation. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. And so, as you know, every day you come to visit with me, I want you to print your birth certificate name, draw a vertical line between your first name, middle name, and last name. And today we're going to circle these letters in your birth certificate name to see how many magic numbers you have in today's work. I want you to put a circle around in your birth certificate name the letter C as in cute, cat, crazy, come on, the letter C. I want you to put a circle around the letter L, lollipop, laughing, lily pad, luscious. We're going to come back to that L today because it, of all the three letters, is going to be the most important letter and number equivalent that we're going to talk about today. And the final letter that I want you to put a circle around is the letter U. Up. Upsy-daisy. Uproarious. Utopia. And count how many circles you have of these letters in your birth name and put it beside your name and put a circle around that. And then I want you to write down your month, day, and year of birth, and put together and add all those numbers together. Your birth month with your birthday with 19, blah, 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 whatever it is. Add them all together. Use your fingers and toes. It's okay. And you will eventually, in adding them together, get a double number. And add that double number down to a single number. And I want you to put one circle around the single number and another circle around the double number because today we're going to talk about a double number. A double number, which is more than 9, like 5, and then the double number of a 5 would be a 14-5, and another double number would be a 23-5. And don't worry, folks, 5 is not our number today. So we're going to investigate a very important double number that's connected to the letter L. So as we go along, I want you to be sure when I start talking about the letter L, and you have L's in your birth certificate name, you perk up your ears. Your birth certificate name by code, by these number codes, and every letter in your name is assigned a number. And that number tells me, as a numerologist, information about you. And it tells me about your past life experiences that you have had. And the memories of those experiences are reflected in your birth certificate name. Now, I hear some of you saying, oh, my mother named me. How can that be? My Aunt Susie, my dad named me. Your soul. The answer to that is that your soul went to the soul of the person who named you, your Aunt Susie, your Uncle George, dad, mom, who knows. And your little soul and their soul had a chat. And your soul said, this is the name that I want to use in this lifetime that I'm coming into. Because a name represents sounds, and sounds represent energy, and energy represents experiences, and those memories and experiences are found vibrationally in my birth certificate name. Also, you parents out there who have children who are born in the month of March, I want you to perk up your ears today, too, and listen to how I'm describing some of the characteristics of today's magical numbers. And so let's write down again some keywords. See, you don't know what this number is yet, except that it is Elizabeth's favorite number of all the numbers. That is the happy number. It is a number of self-expression, of creativity, of optimism, of someone who has a gift with words. Now, sometimes saying someone, folks, can drive you absolutely crazy with constantly using those words. They never shut up. They're always talking. They're very loquacious. They chat and chat and chat and chat and talk and talk and talk and talk. And you want to get away from them. But you know what? That's part of the game for some of them. Because anyone who has today's magical number as part of their birthday number, they're shy people. They come off as the life of the party, the comedian on the stage, but haven't you heard how shy many, many comedians are until they get up on stage and then they are totally different? And so what happens is our shy little numbered people today, they talk and talk and talk to keep everybody away from them because they don't want other people to know how shy they are. Shyness is a characteristic today, too. Chatty Cathy's definitely a characteristic. Very imaginative, can be very theatrical. These are our actors. These are our actresses. Can cry at the drop of a hat. Very emotional. Can be kind of sensitive. Emotional. This number today is also, on a spiritual level, the number of someone who has the gift of being a medium, an intuitive person who has the ability to be a middle person, a medium between the spirit world and those that have crossed over into spirit and those of us that are still humans. Mediumship is attached to today's number. And so, what is today's number? A little drum roll, please. Today's magical number, the happy number, the joyful number, the number of March, is the number 3. I love the number 3. The number 3 astrologically, remember I told you, I combine when I do my work and when I talk with you in your readings, when I talk with you on our show every week, I combine astrology, tarot card interpretations, as well as every which way but loose number interpretations connected to a specific number. How does it apply in your life? What does it tell you about you? And if the number 3 isn't talking about you today, maybe it's talking about one of your children or your partner or your mom or dad or a brother or a sister. And the focus needs to be to help you to understand better those people. How they interact with you. Between the ages of 30 and 55 years of age, this is the middle lane of life called the power years by Pythagoras. And Pythagoras says that every person's birthday number, their birthday number, tells us about who they are as a personality. What is your personality? I say, what is your temperament? Because sometimes people take the word personality and they don't quite apply it. Oh, he's quite a personality. Well, temperament kind of says it a little bit better. So know that your birthday number is your temperament. And although it shows itself a lot in ages 1 to 30, it really shows itself from 30 to 55. Personality-wise, people who have birthdays that add down to the number 3, it could be 3, 12, 3, the number 30, the birthday number 21, whatever. They all add down to 3. Someone whose birthday number adds down to 6, or someone whose birthday number adds down to 9. 3, 6, and 9. These temperaments, generally speaking, are compatible. They get along okay with each other, as long as they're kind of between 30 and 55. That can continue on after that or before that, but the intense energy is in that corridor of life. 3, 6, and 9. These have the potential to be compatibility-wise, personality-wise, temperament-wise, most compatible. And this is good to know when it comes to relationships, when it comes to people that you're working with. And why is this? Because you have the number 3, which is about self-expression, creativity, verbalization. And in order to get the number 6, you have to add together 2 threes. So there's 2 threes within the number 6. And in order to get to the number 9, you have 3 threes. So that 3 is the undercurrent of all 3 of those numbers. And so energetically, they recognize each other and know who they are and understand. Now, it shifts and shapes, and one is more of a scatterbrain than the other a little bit, and the other one is more of a little emotional than the other, and more of a family-oriented of the other, and then the other one, that 3, 6, and 9, is one is much more of a humanitarian sometimes than the other. It intensifies 3, and then it intensifies to 6, and then it intensifies to 9. And so that's just a little tip for you when it comes to birthday numbers connected to the number 3. Now let's talk about a birthday number. Think about your children, think about your family, think about you, think about your partner. What if your birthday number is a plain old ordinary 3? Now my son's is a plain old ordinary 3. This indicates that that person's temperament is very conducive to intuitive ability, sensitive to kind of psychic impulses. They kind of know what directions. I remember when he was a little boy and we were in the car driving in new territory and I inevitably got lost. It was this youngster who somehow intuitively knew turn left here, go right there, do something else there. And sure enough, we found our way to wherever we were going. And it always amazed me. How did he know that? Very sensitive to intuitive impulses. They're very expressive. It's like Mary, Mary, quite contrary, folks. When they're expressive in the positive, they're really expressive. When they're expressive in the negative with temper tantrums and this and that and the other thing, they're very expressive. And they're very verbally expressive. And they frequently can hurt people with their verbal expression. They might not mean to do it, but many of them with this temperament do not engage their brain first. They run their mouths, and after a moment of reflection, think, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But the horse is already out of the barn, and another issue gets created. People who have a plain 3 number as their birthday number can really succeed in all forms of creative ventures, like writing or entertainment or acting in movie and television, speaking like in teaching. You know, they're very good speakers. Why? Because they're good with words, good with expressing themselves, can add some theatrics to their self-expression. These folks are good with music, especially with the voice, singing, music. Because why? They have this mediumship ability. Music is kind of a left brain situation, but which is not really a number 3 a quality. But it is also the ability to be creative when it comes to music. And all creativity comes from the spirit world. And since these people are mediums and can plug into the music of the spheres, as it is called, they're good with music, with writing songs, singing songs that they have written. And they're really good at painting, all types of canvas work, sculpture work. If they have a little Taurus in their astrological chart, they'll be good with sculpture more than painting on canvases and watercolors. They like that dirt aspect, their groundedness. Taurus likes the dirt, likes the earth. And so sculptors, potters who have this number 3 as part of their temperament or their journey in this lifetime, if it shows up in a different part of the chart. But if they also have an astrological sign in their astrological makeup of Taurus, even Virgo or Capricorn, but mostly Taurus, they will be potters. They like sculpting, deals with the clay. There, every number has a positive and a negative side. So we've just said all this great and wonderful stuff about the number 3 temperament and possible careers and occupations and interests, yes, but there's a little flip side. Number 3, I call the hummingbird. They're flitters. They flit here, and they got ideas for that, and they flit over here, and they are a little scatterbrained sometimes, so to speak. So they really need to avoid restlessness, impatience, intolerance of other people. If you have more than one number 3 in your birth certificate name, and especially if you are showing 3, 4, 5, 6, or the more it is, the worse this is going to sound. Anyone who has a high number of CLs and U's, the number 3 in their birth certificate name, is coming into this lifetime scattered, bringing a lot of artistic ability with them as their gifts. But they're also coming in with a little bit of an opinionated attitude about their values, what they expect of other people to behave. They're very opinionated, especially connected to what they think you should be doing. And they are not too short on telling you what you should be doing. Caution, caution. Always be cautious of people who use the should word. That's a nasty word. Should be on that other list, you know, of things we can't say on the radio. Now, what if your birthday number is a 12? 12 is going to be the double number we talk about today in a special way. But what if your temperament is the number 12? It says that you are brilliant. Oh, I see your little chest just puffing right out there. It's a little puffer fish. Number 12s can be brilliant. Why? Because they have the head, they have kind of the yin and the yang in the number 12. The number 1 of the 12 is the head, is the intellect, is the independence. And the two is the intuitive. So they have the intellect and the intuitive kind of rolling around there. And they, therefore, can combine that if they're balanced, and they come off as brilliant. They get an idea from the spirit world, and they intellectually look at it, and they, therefore, are termed brilliant. They're very imaginative, very intelligent, have a magnetic flair for design, for color, and, of course, again, for speaking. I mean, these folks could also become famous in the law, because they use their head a lot, and they like to talk about what they know. The law, in acting, in lecturing, and again in music, but they really have to guard against mood swings. Moody, moody, moody. That's that number two of the number 12. Because the number two says fearfulness. Fearfulness in the subconscious, not necessarily the conscious mind, but there is a gnawing fearfulness in the temperament of the number 12, and it's that fearfulness, what's going to happen? How am I going to handle this? I don't know what to do. That self-doubt that creates the moodiness, they go inward. And they kind of sometimes leave a lot of projects unfinished unless they have letters in their name. Also, letters that are the letter D as in David or V as in Victor. Yeah, that will help settle them down a little bit and help them to finish what they start. Now, we're going to take that 12, that 1, 2, and we're going to flip-flop it into a 2-1 birthday number, temperament. The order of the number does make a difference. And where in the number 12, temperament, you had Mr. I'm in charge, I'm the boss, number 1, taken off in leadership position. When you have a temperament of a 21, a 2-1, just the opposite. The number 2 leads the way. The number 2 is the energy of a follower, of a softer, gentler energy. It is an energy of cooperation. It is an energy of teamwork. And so frequently, people who have a 21 temperament are people who could really bring success to themselves, can really bring recognition to themselves. You know, especially in, again, singing and publishing, advertising, writing, journalism. These folks are especially affectionate and friendly, but they too have to guard against, it's the same combination of numbers, they also have to guard against seesaw emotions and moodiness and brooding and suspicious tendencies. It's that darn fearful too. Sometimes it gets so fearful, then it says, I am victimized, I'm being victimized. They're walking all over me. And then, of course, we have a whole separate set of problems. The highest octave, it's called an octave, the highest octave of the number 3 birthday number, in the temperaments, if you will, is the person who has the number 30 as their birthday number. Now, let's just take a moment here and talk about that zero that's in the number 30. In numerology, this cipher, it's called a cipher, C-I-P-H-E-R, This cipher represents the God force. Has no beginning, has no end, and is connected to the God force. The God force, represented by the cipher zero, is kind of like a Delco car battery sitting on the shelf at Sears, just sitting there. It has all this power to move trucks, to move vehicles, to move 1,000-pound obstacles. And it's just sitting there. And it's sitting there waiting to be attached to something that it can supercharge. That's the same thing with the zero. The zero, which is the God force, the supercharger, intensifier, energy in numerology, doesn't do anything except to hang out until it is attached to a number 1 through 9. And then whatever number it is attached to, it supercharges that number. And so in this case, it is supercharging everything that the number 3 stands for. And so people who have the birthday number of a 30 are inspired. They're very sociable. They like people. They are super restless, full of vitality. Because they have this kind of inner knowingness about them, they can be good as managers because they have a social aspect for their. The number 4 managerial abilities is the number 8. And the number 8 is very practical. It is a no-nonsense A to B, B to C, C to D. It doesn't have a lot of fluff to it, creativity, verbalization. It barks out orders. Well, the managerial approach for someone who has the number 30 is more sociable. And this is a good thing, because we're all equal. You're as good as I am, I'm as good as you are. Let's all work together at a party. All get along, and that's its managerial style. It really has to guard against all obsessions and excesses. Remember, it's supercharged. And it has to be sure that it desires in life what is the right thing. Not the playful thing, not the fun thing, but the right thing. Folks that have this number require good education, because it is education and the discipline of being educated, of reading and researching, and the discipline connected to it, anchors this temperament, if you will, big time. Before we go on to our important double number today, I want to talk to all you parents out there who may have a child born in the month of March. And this also, to a large degree, applies to a child born in December, especially Sagittarius children. Just as I've been talking to you about this time frame in a person's life, the power years, between 30 and 55 years of age, the youth years, according to Pythagoras' words, are from birth to about 30. Now, frequently, depending upon a couple situations, but frequently from the soul's perspective, that little new soul coming into life kind of just picks up where it left off in other lifetimes, with its freshest memories of what it got away with, how to behave, what it's all about. And it's not from this lifetime. It's just hanging over energetically in their memory bank from the previous lifetimes. And it's not really until the middle lane of life that they begin to bear down, work on their karma, straighten up and fly right, change themselves according to the purpose of whatever it is that they've come into this lifetime. So that month that that child is born in greatly influences ages 1 to 30. Now, of course, the closer they get to 30, and especially between the ages of 28 and 30, they start going into a transition stage called their first Saturn return, where they kind of get grabbed by the scuff of their neck to straighten up and fly right, if you will. And so, let's say one of your children was born in March or in December, and especially Sagittarius's. That's the first part of December. In the positive, they could show characteristics of someone who's a very creative artist. And so you want to put crayons in their hand, you want to put finger paints, you want to get them to use any form of creativity. They're highly creative, they're very imaginative. And you can say, well, aren't all children? Well, generally, yes, but some more so than others. They can be very dramatic. I mean, we all have had children who we just know are going to be actors and actresses on the stage through the dramas of their expression when especially they're little. And everything is a crisis, and everything is this, and everything is that. Well, these are the number threes, our little actors and actresses. They are artistically very, very expressive. They probably talk early, quite frankly, talk much earlier. They can be dreamers, out in la-la land. This is not a grounded vibration, number three. It's not like the number four. It's not like the number eight that's real grounded and practical. Nope. These are our little dreamers, our little creative people, our little artistic people. And they can kind of just easily live in their own little inner world of beauty, their little tea parties, their little Barbie dolls. They're playing with their trucks. They're very prone to living in their inner world. They like nature and poetry and music and romantic feelings, hugs and kisses and all of that. The key word is imagination. Marvelous, marvelous imaginations. So if this little child is born into parents, born through parents who are not this way, who are very left brain, who are very practical, it is important for them to know this about their child. Because if the child's characteristics are squashed in early childhood, it frequently takes them their entire life to get back on track. Now, in the negative, if this self-expression is denied or even thwarted, parents, we can have a prima donna on our hand, someone who absolutely demands one way or the other, temper tantrums in the grocery store, throwing himself on the ground, demands the limelight all the time, exaggerates the scene, becomes kind of, well, strung out, if you will. They fantasize, space out, don't want to, no reality here, A little spacey, if you will. They avoid any kind of unpleasant responsibilities. They're not sure who loves them, and they become more in love with love than the actual person. And they can also become a little delusional. We do not need that. All of those are characteristics of someone who is out of balance. I told you when we started that the most important part of today's visit connected to the number three was going to talk about the letter L and the letter L in your birth name. It kind of depends on which name the letter L appears, if you will. in a birth name, every person's first name, and this is kind of why I have you divide it vertically, just to kind of help you see a little bit better. The first name tells me your human beingness. By code, every letter has a number, and I translate the numbers. By code, your first name is your human being name, your attitudes, your approach to life, how you like to complete things. Human being, your materialistic world, materially. Every person's middle name is their emotional self, their emotional energies that they are bringing in here. Your last name represents your spiritual gifts. Your spiritual gifts. And at very specific ages in a person's life, I have a formula where I can calculate out what to expect from the influence of the numbers in their first name, their middle name, and their third name. This helps me help people know when to hold them, when to fold them. If, for instance, they are being influenced by the letter A in their first name at any given year that I calculate out using this formula, it's almost 99.9% certain that person's going to physically move. It is an energy of new beginnings, of new starts, of new situations, which frequently involves a move. And if that correlates to other aspects of their chart, they might as well start collecting boxes and getting a bubble wrap because their soul's setting up the situation for it to happen. So where the letter L appears in your name does make a difference. And the letter L has the number 12, which adds to a 3 connected to it. In tarot cards, remember I told you, I interpret tarot cards with my numbers. The number 12-3 represents the hangman card. And if you saw this ancient card, this dude is just hanging upside down, one foot in the air, the other one tied there, and you just look at that, and you know he's asking himself, how on earth did I ever get myself into this situation? The hangman card. It's upside down. Aspects of your life are upside down. And on a deeper spiritual level, the number 3 that we have been talking about all afternoon is connected to your values. What are your values? And if the L is appearing in your first name at a specific age that would be able to be determined, there will be situations in your life that are going to affect your attitude towards your materialistic values. If the L is in your middle name, for instance, the name of Leonard or the name of Lynn, that L is showering down on you for the entire middle lane of your life between 30 and 55. And there will be one thing after another emotionally in your life that is going to be in your face. And it's going to ask one question. Is this what you think you deserve? Yes or no? And there will be, guaranteed 100%, a significant emotional attitude adjustment in the middle lane of your life about, hey, what's important here? And most of the time, this is where the L appears. And most of the time, it is necessary that this person experience reversals of emotional situations in their life in order to get them to value themselves. This is usually brought to people pleasers, people who make everybody else more important than themselves, people who are overt caretakers, overt humanitarians, who give and give and give and give and give to other people, other people, other people, other family members. Everybody else is emotionally more important to them than they are to themselves. And so here we usually see divorces. We see health issues. We see reversals of relationships that cause pause in the person's life that causes them to step back. The universal law of attraction says, another universal law, remember we started talking about a universal law? Well, here's another one. The universal law of attraction says, we draw to ourselves our own kind. And you can say to yourself, wait a minute. I am not like my husband. I am not like my wife. I am not like my girlfriend. Not in this lifetime, but you were in other lifetimes, and that person in your life that is aggravating you, that is testing you, that is attempting to victimize you, that is attempting to walk all over you, take advantage of you, is tapping you on the shoulder with its fist, saying to you, don't let me do this to you. Is this what you think you deserve? This is what you thought you deserved in 907, 603, 2000 BC. Who knows? In this moment of time, is this what you think you deserve? Yes or no? And you turn that attitude around. You turn that upside down hangman who's hanging by one foot trying to figure out how on earth he got himself into this mess. That's where you are. That's where the L is showing up. And it's saying to you, now what are you going to do about it? Who are you going to love? Who are you going to value? And on what basis are you valuing? And inch by inch, slowly, like the turning of the hands of a clock, the hangman, through reversals of situations in a person's life, easy way or hard way, turns that hangman right side up. And when all the dust settles and the person looks back on their life, they will be able to see the situations and relationships that brought the attitude adjustment. They will see that they did them a favor. They will see that they were hard-headed and needed some difficult lessons to get that reversal started. But when all the dust settles, they have reset their value thermostat, their emotional value thermostat, towards themselves. This is not what I think I deserve. It's about deservingness. So when you have emotional resistance situations going on in your life, it is your soul trying to talk to you. And remember the universal law of tenfold return that says it'll keep coming around and coming around and coming around from different angles for you to get it. If the L appears in your last name, in your spiritual name, it says in this lifetime, spiritually, there again needs to be a significant spiritual attitude adjustment about your belief systems, about your gifts and your intuitive gifts and your mediumship ability. The energy of the 12-3 is huge. It is found as a life path purpose number by many people that I do readings for. And you know, folks, especially women have this 12-3 emotional, specifically emotional, attitude adjustment requirement in their life. Where 12-3, if 12-3 appears in your own personal numbers, requires a reading. It is not a complicated esoteric science, but it is helpful to look at various aspects of you. Who are you coming in here? What is your purpose? What is your personality? What are your gifts you're bringing? When are they coming to the fore? What it is all about? And I would love for you to go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Click on the tab that says channelings, readings and channelings, and look over the descriptions and see what works for you. You will be drawn to a specific reading. Everything is tape recorded. Everything is given tons of paperwork. I even provide a brief astrological printout for you also. I would love to do a full hour reading just with you. While you're on that website, ElizabethSummers.com, Summers like the season, on the home page, front page, left-hand corner, little pink box, is a description of my newsletter, Little Bits of Numbers, that is free to you. I would love to share it with you. March just went out. It's not too late for March. All you need to do on that same website, hit that contact button, send me an email, and say the word subscribe to the newsletter, and I will put you in the database. I am constantly sending out tarot information, astrological information, and especially numerological information to help my friends cope in some instances. I'll tell you, folks, February was a hummer for many of us, me included. And it's all free. It comes through the email. All I need is your permission and your email address. Value yourself. You and God are one. God is, I am, we are one. Choose to be happy. You have only two choices. To be mopey-dopey, and you're going to draw more mopey-dopey to you through the law of attraction, or to be in joy. Until next week, know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony, and know that I wish you all good things, and thank you for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.